Clashes in Guinea this week along its border with Mali have shined a spotlight on the poverty-stricken former French colony of 9.4 million people. The West African country has been ruled by President Lansana Conte since 1983. Hopes for reform were raised when a new prime minister, Lansana Kouyaté, was elected earlier this year after more than 130 people died during a revolt. But now a Brussels-based think tank says Guinea is still at risk for renewed bloodshed. The International Crisis Group says the movement that brought the new prime minister to power is very fragmented. We spoke to ICG spokesperson François Grignon.
The population invested almost religious faith into the capacity of the new prime minister and his government to actually improve their daily lives. Now, those expectations were, of course, too high. However, the capacity for this government totally to survive is at stake. It's actually very important that a radical change in the way the government is run, in its communication, in the way its relations with civil society are run, a change needs to happen. Otherwise, the government and the prime minister are going to find themselves as the scapegoats of everything that goes wrong in the country, and the President Conte, who still controls all the reins of power, will regain a legitimacy that he doesn't deserve. And there is a risk that it could lead to other riots.